Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Money with a blindfold. It's nothing new. Ill dude, who the fuck is you? That's your girl, I fuck the crew. Hit her, then I fuck the crew. Damn, damn. Call that there some teamwork. Grind and shine, all to make my dreams work. Yeah. You grind hard, you shine easy. Living life like I'm on TV. Moving up like George and Weezy. Hell yeah, fucking right. Something like Drake and Weezy. Take a break. Take a rest, no, we will never take it easy. Talking filthy to these fuck niggas. Cause they ain't really fucking with us. All my niggas in grind mode. And I could count 100,000 with a blindfold.
My chopper dirty. My whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team.
Yeah.
We in grind mode,
yeah.
We in grind mode,
yeah.
We in grind mode, my nigga, we in grind mode.
Yeah.
My chopper dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team.
Yeah.
We in grind mode.
Yeah.
But my bitch man, 16s, it cost 16. It cost a gun line, it kept 16. 16, I had a fucking dream. Like MLK, hopped on the same. Real niggas, so they throwing shade. Young niggas, so I'm getting paid. Prime mode is my fucking grave. All I know is this money. All we need is this money. All I got is this money. We'll kill you over this money.
Yeah.
Mommy had it, so I went and got it. I paid shit for myself, boy. All I know is this grind mode. My daddy wasn't there myself, boy.
Woo.
Lazy nigga can't make that on your ass, boy.
Money gang.
All I know is money, grind mode, my cash, boy.
All I know.
Hear the beat, I don't write shit, I just destroy.
What?
I don't fuck with frauds, they throw shit, no decoy.
I saw the towns and the petty ground, and they roll around, they shoot down, they talk down, cause we shoot them up when they pick up trucks. Throw bodies in the back of trucks, you don't talk when we in the stuff. Got a lot of killers on my payroll, they kill you when I say so. Don't talk, we let them know.
My shop is dirty, my whip clean,
my
bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team. We in grind mode,
yeah.
We in grind mode,
yeah.
We in grind mode, my nigga, we in grind mode,
yeah.
My chopper dirty,
my
whip clean,
my whip clean,
my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team,
yeah.
We in grind mode,
yeah.
That Beamer, that 7 series looking cleaner.
Cleaner.
I flood your bitch Katrina.
Katrina.
Oh Lord, have you seen
oh.
her? I'm in grind mode and my chopper dirty. It's drought time and they go for 30. Might front some points if your block's worthy. Good clientele, we fly them birdies. It's all on my belt buckle. Can't you tell that I love to hustle? Couple sacks for that Hermit. Couple sacks, bet the boys will touch you. All go Rick the Ruler. Tuck by my way to the Ruger. I'm pressing on them Lex Luger. Give a fuck about a hater, that's words to my shooters. I'm too hot, too glass. I got the juice. Tupac, let the heat go. Call it free throws. I give your bitch ass two shots. Ball ballin' like he's ballin'. That paper keep on callin'. I'm in my lane, I did some things. I call that shit Chris Paulin'. Grind mode, nigga, grind mode. I'm all in this bitch, different time zone. Nigga, I'm on, get my shine on. Out of space when I do it, nigga, ozone. It's KG, T-Dot, my nigga Tito. When we hot, pop the band on the guap in the weed spot. We clutch over here, nigga, rebuy.
All my niggas in First Fam Radio. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Solid treatment.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you tuned in to First Fam Radio.
It's funny how we lost Chris Rock, man.
You heard?
Check it. Check it.
Look. Lord of the game, call me Sonny Carson. I'm a great poet, similar to Henry Lawson. Rest in peace to these niggas, put them in the coffin. See the flow is fire, I'm a walking arson. Yeah, I started from the bench, now a nigga ballin'. I'm the type that pull up and make a nigga nauseous. With hollow tips for them snakes in the garden that would have a nigga shaking like Parkinson's. Yeah, I bring that cash in. Yeah, I'm always flexing. Trying to grind out the Lex to a damn asset. Smelling like that laugh, but I move silent. Raised in the coldest city where niggas dying. But it's funny how I keep rising and shining. With no mayor, no structure, no cops or no guidance. See, life is hard, no realignment, but these visions that I witness, I remain most prosperous.
I can fly.
What they want, huh?
But
I don't think y'all understand what's going on right now. See what we doing?
I can fly.
The story. Let me get this right. All my niggas smiling, you see it. We on an island with it. It's unaware. Some form of secrecy. A little silent treatment. I took my fam off the streets. Even flew some bitches out. Brought sand to the beach. Ow. Got my Nike sandals in a beach towel. If they say you top shelf, you out of reach now. Momentum shifted. I won't say much now. No football, we can kick it after I touch down. I'm an idol, nigga, y'all late. My word was to kill you more than Geico Allstate. In the trenches, in some trenches. Y'all might have good intentions, but we really ain't interested unless we getting interest. Some people might be lost, but I ain't talking distance. How you call yourself a boss, but you ain't talking business, huh? Got niggas screaming yellow before they die. You want a hot 16? Put my logo in the sky.
But I want his way.
Hey, Peasy, man. Real niggas do real shit.
I can shine even
whatever steps
darkness,
for us, it's gonna happen.
But I crave the light that he
uh-huh. Never fear nothing but God, I wanna lead you. How can I be scared of a man? He bleeds too. City open keys to the ones that win. I'm an overhand orthodox, watch that chin. But yeah, I wanna fly on some R. Kelly. Y'all tell me, million ways to get it. Hope I'm still alive, Machiavelli. Real when we step on the scene. They ain't drop already, words that I'm hearing from hers. They ain't flop already, shit that we orchestrate more than late. Stop already, niggas that ain't doing it. Speaking, got a lot to tell me. I look at haters, sugar pasta berry. So dip your face in that hot spaghetti. Take your back when cops were worried. I'm trying to box me, then your world gets blurry. I get it hot in here without the Nelly. 17 was flying Perry. Flat polos, it's never sperry. Couple roses out the concrete for more than memory. Treatment.
I can fly. But I want his way.
say our streets is a battlefield. We living in the war, that's what happens when you living in the poor. A youngin' with no morals or dignity. My fingers on the sword, well loaded as a prisoner of war. Trapped inside the belly of the beast, the cells of the deceased. But there's nothing you can tell me, I'm a king. At least I thought I was, till they sent me to hell without a key. Told me life with you will never be released. That's a fact. You ain't never coming back. You'll be institutionalized as a rat. Black, if the blood don't get you, then you know the homo's attack. You're 17, you'll be on your back. You'll be in a shark tank. You'll be switching in a year. Either switching the gang or you switching from the wind. Better take this to heart or the devil getting in. With all that on my back, I ain't never shed a tear. Cause I'm a and I wanna flip. My status is a minority. My old homies wanna trip. See, the problem is every prison I'm getting jumped by a blood shipped out. Now I can't trust us. Against all lies, and I'm all fucked up. No job, no diploma, no love. No contact business. My mother never liked that. I send my homies hella tight, but they never write back. Shorty falling off, man, they left shit like that. Why the fuck should I fight back? Where the fuck is my life at? I yell when the cops jump me, no one heard the noise. I stopped writing lyrics, was losing my voice. I stopped watching TV and all, as pacifiers and toys. Grown ass man, why they calling me boy? Cause I'm a bitch. It went from when I come home to if I come home, man, I'ma die in jail. Forget the avoidable fights, all the horrible nights. Listen to the voices, I'm glad my choices was right. Never joyous, there's always noises round the fraudulent type. I just want my life, man, the court wasn't right. They gave me double jeopardy, 5 years parole. So if I get out the pit, I'ma still be in the hole. Got me begging for a job, I'd rather sell my soul to the devil and burn in the kettle behind the stove. So fuck it, I'm a soldier, I put my pain on the shelf. It made me a supernova, they gave me knowledge to self. Waiting for it to slow up, so I focus on my health. It's a struggle till it's over, until I reach my wealth. I'm a
you tuned in the First Fan Radio, Trenton's number one radio station on the internet. You heard?
Roll out. Nigga, I just get it. Hold up.
We 1 pound. This side of town. If it's war,
war,
put them down. Got five. That means get them round. Sex shit. Bitches going down. We 1 pound. This side of town.
They ain't fuck with us, man.
Flick them down. Got five. That means get them round. Sex shit. Bitches going down.
I'm on my sex and shit. Flick them down. I just told you, fuck niggas, get from Brown. I'm from Locust Street, I can move a pound. Think a nigga sweet and I shoot some rounds. Keep the ratchet on my hip, bright, got an extra clip. Ask me why I'm trafficking so hard, I said I'm on my shit. You know where the fuck I'm from, you know you gotta get a gun. Age of 14, we don't do this shit for fun. I swear we do this shit for real, I swear my niggas shoot for real. I swear my niggas shoot to kill. I'm 425, boot the grill, I'm 100 block. Jack boy, getting money stacked, boy. Locust Street, the dopest street, you know where we at. At boy, now come and spend some bucks with us. Matter of fact, fuck with us. All we know is getting to this money in the block. I trust. Know in the Glock I trust. Run up on me thinking this the game in the Glock I bust. Nigga, you was not with us.
We 1 pound. This side of town. If it's war, flick them down. Got five. That mean get them round. Sexy shit. It's going down.
Why the fuck you round here? This ain't your place, nigga. Suggest you leave pronto, cause it ain't safe, nigga. It's ironic how that last shit erased niggas. Can't move no weight, nigga. You out of shape, nigga. But we trappin', countin' money, G-stackin'. All your niggas be bluffin', and all my niggas make it happen. Bullets left and went cold feet, so they zipped him up in that plastic. His family over there crying, shooters over here laughing. Trying to stretch that work, and that's the measures get drastic. Same shit in them movies, but this real shit, we ain't acting. Every day, no slackers, getting money, no practice. And if you think we sweet, he gon' be what just happened. Like told you, niggas ain't lacking. You see my niggas bust backing. When white tees turn red, it look like Kool-Aid spilled on a napkin. Play the cutting off blacking, serve myself round the backing. Count it up, do the mathing. Put rubber bands on my cash and move them.
Sound, open sound.
You see how that's coming, bro? You
are now listening to the sounds of First Fam Radio. Mwah, mwah.
Nigga up if he keep gun bumping. Got a 100 round clip. I
part of the real. Right time without a mask and the crap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a team full of gangsters. Heavy artillery, they shooting number bangers. Yeah, and we don't ever talk strangers.
That way
right. You up by your ankles.
Clay and Hershey.
Yeah.
Hot boy,
yeah.
Shorty.
Yeah.
Man, these hoes really be tripping. That minor got a delusion. No, we stunt with your wig contest. I do this shit on unusual.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put a model like swag.
Swag.
Spit up out a van on a microphone bag.
Yeah.
These haters said to be talking.
Talk
y'all worry about the wrong thing. I ain't thinking about you, bitch.
You bitch.
I say I'm in my own lane.
That right, that right, that right.
Attention to the hook. We love the man.
Well,
we hang you up by your ankle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me or nobody do mix.
It's 40 on me and it's powerful like a power four.
Yup.
Yeah.
Tonight, my birthday, Tommy Montana birthday, Big Boo. Big Boo celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday, nigga.
DJ Money, he down there, he's celebrating his birthday. First Fam coming, man, like 2,000 strong. You know what I'm saying? And a homie Tony Trump coming through.
Yeah, we in the middle of the chill spot. Yeah. One's up. State your motherfucking rank. Seven's down. We about to go that round with Rod and tear this bitch down. You feel me? I'm trying to tell you.
Plastic cups,
cigarettes,
it's really
loud packs.
It's about
to be crazy, y'all. About to go the fuck down. You about to see all the cars pull off. There's going to be more cars meeting us there. Not
really
again.
About to get crazy.
Like a car show out this bitch. You already know what it is. One's up, seven's down.
You already.
When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we're going to show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we're going to show you we ain't playing. We ain't playing, we ain't playing.
We ain't playing.
When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, the ones care. What you niggas gon' do? Hate on me, I shoot at you. I guess that's just what shooters do. I exercise my right to see that 45 don't hold a gun. Whip or whip out my gun, I ain't scared and I'll never run. Bitches every way I go. Ask your best, yes you know I'm certified. Don't count me, boy, I represent that 410. Pass go, collect all my dough. I swear I love to get it. Might not be the realest nigga that you know. At least I'm real though. Some hoppers got them choppers. That's half foot of your height off. I throw them bullets sideways. Using my sidearm. We counting money, y'all taking out. We real shit, y'all faking out. I caught a charge, you testify. I beat the case, you better
hide. Shout out First Fam, shout out Block Hunt. Shout out Feature Wayne. Shout out Ones Up. Shout out Vision.
First Fam, Mr. I'm so far tomorrow.
All day.
Shout out for that man on the mission coming real.
Oh, Ben's got history already, man. Shit. They used to rock on the stage that 5 seasons, right? 30,
40,
50.
First time
with a chain. We gon' show you ain't playing. When the ones go up, motherfucker. What you ain't heard? My block poppin', plus the whip like the Grim Reaper when I swerve. Shootin' crafts with a side bat in the back of the project. Carry the weight on my shoulder, got Trey Pound by my bicep. Whip the car with one hand. Let me show you how I get. Boss made, nigga. Ain't no cross made, nigga. LaCosta and Polo shit like a ball play, nigga. With these bitches getting chopped up bad. No blender, smoking while we fucking. Yeah, she my tender. Four piece and some fries. My chicken tenders. I be ducked off, money tucked off with the loud boys like fuck y'all. This First Fam, state your rank early
when
in your front yard.
We ain't playing when the ones go up. You know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the one roll up,
back in this bitch. Back on my shit. 4/5 extended clip. All in your shit. Niggas, they keep talking split when all of them bitch. Claiming they bang they gun shit when all of them miss. I'm keeping it raw. I'm back in the floor. Keep running your dick, suckers. I'm clapping at y'all. I bully the block. Plus the fulliest cop. Headshot to any nigga that fuck with the cop. 10 years with the feds, yeah, I did it in sled. First Fam back in this bitch, so it's off with your head. Hugger gave me the order, so I came to disorder. Just a sample of kill yourself, and it's
when
coming next quarter.
When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up,
they know me and they know it. Time to time I show it. I be riding around in that white thing with that loud shit and it's poking. So many doors I'm trying to open. That's the reason why I'm so focused. I'm talking money, you ain't talking money. That's the reason why we ain't noticed. I hit the stage, I turn it down. Hit the booth and I burn it up. Loud boys, we on deck. They know it's up cause we turned up. Them seats cracking and popping. Them things copping and bopping. Got them hoes rocking and dropping. They boys been over there watching. I'm at the bar, I'm chilling. Damn homie, you grilling. Man, probably cause you tell the off and we throw money, keep spinning. My niggas here, we win. Something to all white linen. First Fam, my ones up. Ain't no doubt
when
we winning.
When the ones go up,
you know what's gon' down.
Come and rap together, man. Come support. I ain't lying. I done did it. And a lot of artists. You know what I mean? So that's the motto of Baltimore. They talk that crab shit and this and that. I know we get along.
We ain't playing. We ain't playing. We ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing. We ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's still a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up.
Nigga, Mark Hall, nigga, 3G. Yeah, what's up, world? Welcome to the night show, man. It's your boy Chill Jizzle, man. First Fan Radio, man. I'm here with the homie Turner Boy, man, my comrade and partner in crime.
What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man, it's the same old over here, man. You know what I'm saying? I thought we're gonna switch it up on them tonight. You know what I'm saying? I just want to announce the new site. You know what I mean? Where they can go and check us out on the regular, man. You know what I mean? You want to give them that info?
Yeah, man. We got a new website, man. It'll be launching at midnight. www.firstfammediagroup.com, and it's actually gonna include all the artists on First Fam. All the First Fam links, First Fam Radio, the links to First Fam Radio, videos, upcoming tour dates, just about everything, and a lot of ways to get information on the shows and stuff that's coming up. Everything will be linked to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's about to be epic.
Yeah, all the time, you know what I mean? You know? I forgot to tell them, man. We're going to have them First Fan Radio shirts on deck, man. So if you've been on the show, you've been interviewed on the show, you got videos coming out, we're going to make sure you get these shirts. You're going to get these shirts. Like the homie Loaded Love. You're going to get this work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, double up, man. You know how we do it.
Hey, you already
know how we do it.
We're going to give them a little synopsis of tonight's show, man. We got the homie Mark Hall coming in. Lyrical Assassinator, man. This dude right here is nasty with the bars. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if y'all heard the last two tracks we just played, man, but I think y'all really need to listen, man. You know what I mean? He said Lady Liberty is a deadbeat mother. Y'all ain't hearing the words that's coming out this brother's mouth, man. So when he joined us tonight, man, he gonna clarify everything to y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love what we do, man. We over here breaking these artists, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you ain't got your shit on First Fan Radio, man, then you ain't heard worldwide like how we doing it over here, man. And we ain't saying we the best, but we are saying we are the industry, man. I think we bringing the best artists over here. Bottom line.
Working, bro. We working. We working. With no discrimination whatsoever, man. You know what I'm saying? All type, even the new era of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Going back to the old era of hip hop. You know, you got the Dirty South and everything, R&B flavor, all kinds of stuff, man. A lot of good shit coming up.
Music from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, we even got some. I ain't even put the UK music on yet, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't even ready for that. Like, we got. Oh man, wait till the site launch, man. You know what I mean? The shit that we about to be doing. And the next couple weeks is going to fuck y'all up. And I'm cursing on air tonight. You know what I mean? But look, man, you know, we got to get back on point real quick, man. You know I'm going with this.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah. Certified. Hey. I feel rubber-billed in the bin. Yeah. Hey. We're going to do it like this right here.
See me in the city, switching lane, man, I'm on point. Damage jumping out the phone.
Yeah, yeah, man. We back, man. First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Chisel, Turner Boy. And we on point, man.
Always, all the time, bro. All the time, we on point, man.
Hey, I think it's about to get tonight, dog. Oh, it is, man. I think we got the man of the hour on the line with us, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to bring him in with a grand entrance, you know what I'm saying, man? And, you know, we're going to go from there, man. We're going to let him just, you know what I mean? We're going to, yeah.
We're gonna bring good with show. You, Matt?
Is this the legendary? I'm going to say legendary, man. You know what I mean?
Nah, not yet.
on this show, we're going to say legendary, man, so far, man. You know what I mean? But now, we got Mark Hall.
If you insist, man.
I insist. You know what I mean? What's going on with you, Playboy?
Man, nothing much, man. Just working on music, man. I'm really very excited about this direction that I see hip hop going in, man. It's back. It's back, man. I'm really excited about that.
That's what it is, man. You know what I mean? Now,
Those bars, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
niggas,
man,
is actually spitting these days. Yeah, niggas, yeah, is actually spitting. They spitting like crazy these days, though, man.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
man. You know, man, it's been so long since we've had that inside. You know, you've always had your lyricists and people who, you know, who specialize in that. But I'm glad to see that it's getting back to the forefront. You know, it's not about who got the most money, who got the most, you know. People nowadays, man, people want to hear, nigga, can you rap? You know what I'm saying? Can you really spit it? Can you make something that we feel? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm loving that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Just for the listeners, man, let everybody know who you be, where you calling from, like, you know, how you got started.
Okay, man, my name is Mark Hall. Some people, in my city, you'll hear a lot of people refer to me as 3G, and I'm gonna clear that up real quick. That's my alias, but that's really how I got started, man. I started out battling in the clubs, and I used to go by 3G, which means the greatest. There's three forms of the word great: great, greater, greatest. That's where I got the meaning 3G from. And that was way before the phone companies and all that, but I didn't want any confusion, so I just started going by my real name, which is Mark Hall. And I got started on the battling scene, but, you know, I think I knew, just like everybody knows, you know, with the battling scene, it's only so far you can go with that. You know, you could battle and you get your little quick money and all that, but at the end of the day, you know, if you want to be a major player in the game, people want to know, can you put together music? So I kind of shifted away from that and started focusing on the music side of things, man. I did a mixtape. He got some, you know, great response, and I'm working on a new one now. But I'm taking my time with this one a little more, because I want this one to be the one to take me where I want to go.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But look,
hey,
this is the thing though, Chia. Now, not Mark Hall, but 3G made me lose a lot of money one night, bro.
I did, man.
I lost a lot of money, dog. I lost a lot of money one night. And I was like, I would never, ever bet against this man again. I lost a lot of money.
Oh, man. You
should have
known better than that, man.
When,
that
in the club. When you were when you was battling two that night?
Oh, yeah. Now, see, you know what? I'm not mad at you about that one, because you're not the only person who lost money that. But, and the reason being, because out of everybody that I've ever battled, he's like hands down in the top two. He won the top, so like he's good. You know what I'm saying? So when at the time, I think the reason a lot of people bet on him is because he was more known than me. I didn't really have a name like that at the time. Everybody knew him, so I was the underdog. So, of course, I didn't even get offended when people was betting against me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just it happened to work in my – being the underdog at night happened to work in my favor. So, you know, that's a great moment I'll never forget, because he's so known in the city, man. He definitely has a name in the city.
That shit was epic. I just didn't know how to go home and be like, hey, I lost so-and-so and so-and-so.
Man, I can tell you personally, that was one of the most scariest moments of my life. You know, because I'm a real laid-back dude, man. I hadn't been in front of that many people before. Like, that was like the third or fourth week of the whole battle scene down here. Because, you know, in New York and up north, they do that all the time, but like, when the guys at the club started that was something that you don't see a lot down south, the whole battling thing. So that was like the fourth week. The first week is like maybe 10 people in there. Second week is like 20. All of a sudden, the night Tuggy was there, man, he must have promoted the hell out of it or something. It was like 200 people in there. Man, I was like, yo, man, I was in the bathroom. I was like Eminem off 8, man. I just wanted to throw up in the bathroom, man. I was so damn nervous.
That shit was crazy, man. It was an epic ass night.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. I had one dude, it was a big dude, like he was a big Suge Knight size nigga. This nigga told me to my face, yo, I got money on you, you bet not lose. That's what he told me. I swear to God, man.
Wow, that's just crazy as hell. But it came together for a good reason, man. Because if y'all ain't got it, man, y'all need to go to Dead Pill and y'all need to get Mark Hall. And the name of his mixtape is called Derrick Rose. And when I listened to it and I started listening to it, I was like, okay, I really, really understand why he called this motherfucker Derrick Rose now.
Yeah, man.
And it was crazy. It was crazy because I had been gone for a minute from Columbus, and I didn't know Mark Hall. I knew 3G, but I didn't know Mark Hall. So I listened to it, and I called Ashley back. I was like, Ashley, who the hell is Mark Hall? This nigga going hard as hell. She was like, nigga, that's 3G. I said, well, damn.
Yeah, man, honestly, in the outside of the city, I don't have that problem. They know me as Mark Hall. But in my city, it's very confusing because a lot of people, this dude named Mark Hall. The new people who are just now, catching on, they like, yes, this dude named Mark Hall, Mark Hall. And other people are like, man, yo, who the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? And then when when they hear me, they're like, oh, that's 3G, man. That's what you was talking about. That's all you had to say. So that caused a lot of confusion, man. But, the more I perform and more music, they begin to know that, oh, it's the same person. He's just going by his real name now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What made you go start going by your real name, man?
It was two reasons. Like I said, the first reason was because, like I said, at the time, I've been going by 3G since, like, high school. But, back then in high school, they didn't have the smartphones and the 3G network and all that. And I didn't want any problems, like, with copyright or... Now, I'm not trying to get sued by Verizon Wireless. You took the 3G name, we suing you. Cause that's a lawsuit I clearly can't win. So I didn't want it for legal reasons. And then also from an artistic point, I just started looking at stuff like, think of all the big rappers that you know. Not every single one of them, but a lot of the legends whether it be Tupac Shakur, Kanye West, Lauryn Hill, a lot of them go by their real names. Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, Chris Brown, Janet Jackson, a lot of the great legends in history, they go by their government name. So I just said, I'll just go by my government name. It may serve me well.
I want to ask you, what's your opinion on the New York rap battle scene, like Smack, URL?
I hadn't watched them in a long time until the other night, man. I'm just now catching up on some old battles. Like I used to watch them like religiously, like probably a few years ago. Yeah, I used to watch, study them, all that. I looked up to those guys like Mook and. My personal favorite was Sirius Jones. Still is. That's my boy right there. So I was just up bored one night, going through YouTube, and I happened to see that he came back on the battle scene. I seen he had a battle with one of the newer guys. So yeah, man, I love them all, man. Smack, URL, Grind Time, all of them, man. It's a lot of good dudes out there. You got Sirius Jones is my favorite. Mook is a legend. Now the new guys, you got Arsenal, Conceited. And I'm going to tell you a lot of things. A lot of people don't want to give them props, and I think I know why. I think it's because of their race. But, man, those white boys on there be going heads.
Yeah, they do.
Those white boys, man. I can't think of buddy's name. Awkward. Yeah, that's his name, Awkward. Nice. Soul Con. It's a couple of them, man. Those white boys. White boys be bodying them black dudes, man. I ain't ashamed to say it. I don't see race. All I hear is skill. And if you just raw with it. They be killing them.
Real talk,
but
man,
when it comes to white dudes, you know where their biggest market is, the white dudes, and where they killing it,
yeah,
Canada.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Canada. I was like, wow.
Man, I had no idea Canada had as big as a music scene as they did. Before Drake came along, I didn't even know niggas in Canada made music. I know that may sound silly, but I didn't. I was like, what, niggas in Canada
Drake?
Make music? And not only was they making it, they was good as hell at it. Like, I can think of like three of the hottest producers out right now, and they all from Canada. Boy Wonder, Canada. Drake's dude, 40, Canada. T-Minus, that's the guy who did the beats on I'm On One, Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pool. He's from Canada. I was like, are you serious?
Oh, man. Yeah, Canada got a big scene, man. If you go on there and look up some of them rap battles they did in Canada, man, and they have like a lot of underground rap battles, man. And it's battles, man, that you look at on YouTube, man, and you got 300 or 400 people at the battles.
Wow. That's beautiful right there, man.
Yeah. It's cold.
Yeah. The money's lovely, too, cold. I'll bet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they really do. Yeah. It really is.
And now, let me ask you this. Go ahead, Turnbull, because, you know, I got
bro,
one right now. Now, as far as, like, you know, like the rap scene over in the battle scene over in New York, like, do you ever see yourself coming back to that? Like, you know what I mean? Trying to go up that way, you know what I mean? Go that route, you know, and battle some of those artists over that way.
You know, yes and no. And I'll tell you the reason. And this is the reason. Yes, because the exposure is you can't pay for that type of exposure. You know what I'm saying? Millions of people watch those battles. So you, even if you lose, they still gonna remember you. You know what I'm saying? For better or for worse, they will remember you. As long as you put. Yeah, the other reason I say no, I'm leaning more towards a no, and it's not out of fear of losing. It's out of fear of getting that battle rapper's curse, like you said. Battle rappers seem to be somewhat cursed, man. Like once you become known as a battle rapper, people just want to hear you battle. They don't even want to hear your music. No matter how good it is, they almost don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
That's a prime example.
I agree.
Jay Mills would be a prime example.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jay Mills
is nice.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you a better example. Head Ice. You know what I'm saying? You know, artists like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got a name, he's nice, but no one cares to his music because they so used to seeing them battle. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't get out of that zone because, you know, like you said, late night, it's a lot of people up late night smoking an L, drinking, and they listening to these bars. And they like, you know, I can't hear him to no beat. I don't want to hear him to no beat. I don't even want to drive around to it. I have to see him in person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No.
We can use an even better example than that. This he's a prime example of this. Cassidy.
Oh yeah.
Prime
well, Cassidy. Yeah. Well, you know what? Because Cassidy, I would listen to Cassidy. Like I would listen to his music. Because,
yeah, I will too.
You know what I mean?
I will too. But I think you know. I'm one of the few people like Cassidy has had some good music. You know, I say this. He's gotten farther than a lot of those other guys we just named. But
I still find
a lot of people just listen to him for battles and punchlines rather than listen to him for actual music.
And I'm gonna tell you, you know what to put Cassidy right back on the scene and composing music and making songs again. Cassidy he has no fear of a rap battle. Period. You know Cassidy will battle anybody. He has no fear. You know what I'm saying? Cassidy like what 5,000 and 0. You feel me? He has no fear. But he has a fear of putting music out. He has a fear of putting music out. And not being backed by Swiss Beat.
Yeah, you're right.
If Swiss was to come to him, if Swiss Beat was to come to him right now and said, "Man, let's go to work," he ain't gonna ask no questions. He finna go because you know he's like he felt like you know Swiss was like that dude. You know what I'm saying? Swiss took him from the battle rap and turned him into a composer. You know what I'm saying? And he feel like that's his backbone. You could tell by it, and when you watch some of the interviews and stuff like that, and you listen to him talk, you know what I'm saying? And you could tell. Like, Swift, was, when it came to composing, Swift was like, that was his backbone.
You're right about that.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's what I'm doing within myself, man. That's why I'm ready to put this mixtape out, man. It's anti-them. And the reason I call it that is me, it's like, when you, believe it or not, man, at the end of the day, when you're in this industry, we all buddy, everybody friends, but at the end of the day, just kind of like that's which is the reason why I love the Kendrick verse. I feel the same way. You know, I never just flat out came out and said nobody's name, but I feel like it's me against everybody. It's me. and LIE, which is my team, that's the label on. It's us against everybody. Everything that we don't stand for, and I'm anti them. Whether that be whack rappers, fake rappers, you know, just this shady industry people. We anti them. That's where I came up with the concept for that from. And I've leaked some of his songs from it. You got the Just Vibe joint. It's a few other records out there. And I was going to release it months ago, but I wanted to perfect it. You know, you can't rush greatness, man. So I got that. The song Just Vibe is on iTunes too for all the listeners listening. It's on iTunes, Just Vibe, Mark Carl. And that beat was produced by KGE Loco, who is Lil Wayne's drummer, man. Just happened to run into him, and we met at a studio session in Mississippi, and he was just a real down-to-earth guy. He heard me freestyle in the studio, and he just emailed me. Like, he sent those beats to me for free. He sent me some beats for free. I worked on a few other songs with him, but that was the jewel he came out with, Just Vibe. Man, it got a real, man, like man, people, like, everywhere I play that record, people just love it, man. We did a video to it and everything. We got it on YouTube. Got the song on iTunes, man. So we still promoting that. Still working on other stuff, too. Still got other singles coming for me and other artists at the label.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
man.
And I'll tell you, man, like, let me say this, man. Rest in peace, Lil Snoop. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Lil Snoop. Lil Snoop was signed to Dream Chaser with Meek Mill.
Yeah, I heard of him. I never heard any of his music, but I heard of him.
Man, bro, look, he was one of the coldest freestylers you ever want to hear, dog.
Word.
I'm talking about when I say, yeah, he had bars, man. And you know, it's one of the most unusual things that I've ever heard is somebody from Louisiana to have bars like him, dog.
Yeah, man. You don't hear that much. Outside of Wayne, Jay Electronica, you don't hear it much.
Yeah, and like you, if you go on the YouTube and you look Lil Snoop up, he did a rap battle with what's the wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Sean Jackson.
Yeah.
Sean Jackson. Yeah. He battled for $10,000 against one of Jackson's artists. But the crazy part about the whole battle was the judges were Trader True, T.I., and I think it was Shot the God and Young Dro up in there too, and they were the judges of the battle, man. And the thing about it was Deshaun Jackson, dude had bars, but you could tell by him spitting, he was a composer more so than a freestyler.
Yeah.
And Lil Snoop just ate him up. He just talking about ate him for breakfast, dog. They battled for like 20 minutes.
Somebody like $10,000. For $10,000 cash. Give it to the kid, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah, man. He got killed over video
game. That's
over
crazy,
damn
man.
Video game, man.
And see, like you said earlier about him in Louisiana, like that's what I feel like I bring to the game. Like as far as I'm originally from the Bay Area, California. That's originally where I'm from, you know. But for most of my life, I've been living here in Columbus, Georgia, or the state of Georgia. Period. You know, Atlanta, Columbus. But,
I'm in Oakland right now.
Oh, that's what's up, yeah, man. It's like so I got family and stuff out there, man. Like so I'm from you in Oakland, man. I'm originally from East Palo Alto, California.
Yeah, I know where you're
at. Yeah, that's where I'm originally from, that area, you know, Hayward, Fremont area, you know what I'm saying? But what I feel like I bring, like, musically, like, I still, in some ways, like, we all know the South is gets its respect musically now, but I still don't feel sometimes that people, when people think of the South, I don't feel they think of lyrics a lot of time. And which, that's part of our fault, too, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna be straight blunt with you. A lot of niggas down south, man, they get a hot beat and a hot hook and they run with it. No one's talking about a goddamn thing. Niggas got no type of substance, nothing. But that's not everybody. It's me. You have artists like myself, you know, people like Lil Snoop, you know what I'm saying, who we got lyrics, you know what I'm saying? That's what I wanna bring to the forefront. I wanna show that, you know, it's not just Andre 3000, it's not just T.I. who has lyrics. You know, Mark Hall got lyrics. It's a new generation of the dudes coming out, you know. And, you know, Kendrick doing this thing out west, you know. You got the New York, the new people, Joey Badass, different people coming out of New York. But I want to be that voice. I'm going to be that voice for the South, for the new generation of the South, you know what I'm saying? And that's why this mixtape is so significant to what's here
to happen. What's the guy? Action Bronson. You got Action Bronson. You got God, what's the dude? The white dude name, man. He's pretty fucking hot right now. God, I can't think of his name. Mac something.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Yeah, Mac Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
You got most like Mac Miller, man. And they really bringing some of that stuff back to the table, which is real, real ironic to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I'm listening to Mac Miller and Action Bronson, and even Macklemore. But a lot of people don't know these guys move in units, and they're not even signed to major labels.
Yes, man. I haven't gave Macklemore the chance. With Mac Miller, though, what shocked me was Mac Miller dropped the same day as Kanye and Cole, and I think he moves like, what, like 100-something thousand in the first week. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but for an independent artist, that's like, what the fuck? That's like, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing for a mainstream artist in this generation to move those type of records in the first week. For an independent artist, I thought that was really dope, man. So like everybody else was impressed by Kanye and Cole. I was looking at Mac Miller like, damn, like that's what's up right there for you to be able to do that.
Yeah, Mac Miller got a crazy buzz, man.
Well, they gave us the real tools crazy these days to do it, because if you go back 15 years ago, man, none of this would be possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Diamond would be, you know what I mean, a hard thing to accomplish 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Now you got the internet. You reaching as many households as a major artist, and you only got Verizon.net. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, I guess it's the hustle, man. It's how you grind them gears, man. You know what I mean?
Well, here's what I think about that, though. I think that's the current state of the internet and all that stuff with music, I think it's a gift and a curse. And here's why. We obviously know it's a gift, because you could be way, like I said, without the internet, someone like a Drake may not have been as big as they were, because, you know, without the internet, who's really going to listen to a bunch of some guys from Canada? No one, like, they had no way of getting their music out there. You know, with the internet, you know, it provided, you could be in a small one horse town, but if your music is hot, you could put it on the internet and people will listen to it. The flip side of that is the internet allows anybody to become a star. And, you know, and I'm never the type of person to hate on anybody or throw shade, but there's a lot of people who blew up off the internet that really had no damn business in the rap game. They had no business, but they know how to work and maneuver the internet. You know what I'm saying? They know how to maneuver and work the internet. And so that's the gift that occurs, man. You got some niggas who had no business getting in the game, but they hustled the hell out the internet, and they talked their way in the game. So it happens, man. It happens.
And it's a gift and a curse, like you said, man, because, I mean, you know, every day it's a new rapper born into the industry due to the internet.
Yeah.
And like, I go back to when we was talking to, what's the guy named, former, but the Mark Curry. And yeah. Mark Curry said something, I was like, when he first said it to me, when he was on air, I was like, nah, I don't think that was the reason. I didn't really put it out there. I just kept it myself. But now, more and more I think about it, the damn mixtape was more so of a curse than a gift.
Oh yeah. 50 Cent did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta understand what he did to niggas when he started putting them mixtapes out. He took your song that was a top song on the fucking charts, remixed it for the streets, and got it to every fucking DJ across the United States to where you was forced to hear it. In the hood.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That nigga, like, man, niggas can say whatever they want to about 50, but that nigga's like one of the hustlers of the damn century. Like that nigga, like, I don't think niggas know how much he changed the game. They have no idea, like, what he did. Like I said, it's a gift and a curse, because mixtapes have made stars.
Yeah,
but mixtape is also...
Let me add this. I don't want to cut you off, but that was also the airplay. You know what I mean? When you couldn't get radio. Like, he wasn't getting no radio spins at the time until he dropped a mixtape. He forced him to play it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say.
I think one of the best gifts, though, honestly, internet radio. Because, see, now, when you have those trends, them trends that have been set with those mixtapes, those mixtapes and the internet and stuff like that, you know, you have less DJs in studio DJs that actually want to play independent artist music. So now it's a whole new division of radio, you know what I'm saying, as far as dealing with the internet, who's able to go out there and pretty much do what they internet radio and go do pretty much what they want to with independent artists. You know what I'm saying? They can play them. They ain't got to worry about no flack or nothing from bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And they can do it honestly. You feel me?
And I absolutely love the whole internet radio, the XM radio. I love that because... Like, I didn't realize how much I damn love it. Like, I'm just, like, true story. Remember when I told you was doing the song Just Vibe and I met the producer in Mississippi? That was the first time I ever really listened to XM radio. XM, and we listened to internet radio, all that stuff in the car. And when I first heard it, I fell in love instantly because it was like, I didn't have to, no disrespect. I mean, I like Chainz, but I didn't have to hear the same 2 Chainz song 20 times. I didn't have to hear the, I didn't have to hear a whole bunch of songs that I hate over and over. Like, you hear people actually playing good music. They don't care how hot the artist is in the club or none of that stuff. It's just good music. And I love that about the internet radio and the XM radio, man. It makes it so much, it gives an outlet for artists like myself. Cause let's be for real, even the local radio stations, they don't always give new artists such as myself a chance. You know, they like I said, they busy playing the same Young Jeezy song 50 times, you know, so they don't, there's really not much room for Marcon to fit in there, you know, but when you built that buzz on the underground through the XM radio and the internet radio, eventually they're going to be forced to play it. But you can't overshadow the people. The people eventually gonna get what they want. If the people
we
say,
are the industry.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
There you go. Yes.
We control that.
And it is what it is.
We
actually have the ability now, you know, because like we said years ago, it was unheard of to have an independent artist, you know, stay completely independent and move units and shit. Now we have the ability to actually do that, and I'll give it a few years, but it's gonna start to it's crippling the majors now, but it's gonna start to really, really, really cripple them in a few years.
And you know what? I love it because it's either gonna, I'm gonna tell you about that majors, man. I don't know a whole lot, but I do know this. You know, when stuff starts going bad, you either gonna do two things: you're either gonna accept it or you're gonna adapt. You know what I'm saying? So what that means is. If the majors don't want to get completely cut out of business, they gonna have to start playing our game. And I love that. It's not their game anymore. They don't. You know, they got it now, but the independent scene is growing so much, and the artists and the independent labels have so much power that it doesn't even like the they're really not even as necessary as they used to be.
They not, because if you look at it like right now, I don't know if y'all pay attention to it, right? But they got Interscope Records Digital. They got Def Island Def Jam Digital. And Mark Curry was speaking on this too. He said what the labels is doing is trying to follow what we doing, independent artists is doing. You know what I mean? They like shit. They putting shit on iTunes. Let's get a contract with iTunes and do it for them but so we can make some money. So we're going to register them, make them register with our digital labels, like Nappy Boy Digital. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we register with them and we pay a certain amount of money every project, you know what I mean, that keeps them, you know what I mean, paid. And then every artist around the United States that wants to rock that label logo on their CD cover or anything, or feel like they got a major deal, they, you know, it's like a trend thing, you know what I'm saying? They got everybody signing up, doing it, and your stuff come out on iTunes and everything, and then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, but you know, you got to make your own money after that. It's like you got to do anything on your own. So if you ain't promoting and marketing yourself, you just basically got their emblem on your shit and you on iTunes. Like, you're sitting there. You know what I'm saying? But
it.
We got some callers on the line too, fellas.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can see it.
Go ahead.
And you can actually see it, man, because, like, if you sit there and you think about it and you notice all the mergers within the major labels in the last 5 years, if you sit there and look at it, you notice all of them, a lot of labels went out of business and a lot of labels started merging with other labels, getting bought out.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't hold their weight no more.
I'm gonna share something with y'all. Like Lil Boosie, them, like, for a long time, I was like, damn. Lil Boosie signed and everything. What I didn't realize about Lil Boosie deal with Asylum was that, and Dipset at the same time, you know what I mean? I didn't know that they were all independent labels. They just had distribution with, you know what I mean, those entities like Asylum and Koch. All of those were independent labels themselves, but they had what you call distribution, meaning they had retail stores on lock. They had, you know what I mean, different territories overseas on lock, you know what I'm saying? And all you had to do back then was basically just come with a wave, and if you had the wave, they was gonna give you a situation. You know what I mean?
Texas ate it alive.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Texas literally ate it. Like, seriously, because you think when Asylum was popping, and the thing a lot of people don't know about Asylum had one of those kind of unbelievable deals too. Because you know, you remember you go back to when Master P was signed, he was signed with Priority. P was getting 85-15 for the No Limit deal, right? Well, Asylum and Koch, The artists they were signing from Texas and places like that, those artists were getting 65-35. You know what I'm saying? 65 to the artist, 35 to the label. Yeah. That's how they came up so fast. And the label, Koch and Asylum knew that they had to push units or they weren't going to make no money. So they put a hell of a lot of promotion into them artists, too. And they helped them out a whole lot.
Especially Asylum.
Oh, yeah.
Koch kind of, I mean, they promoted them, but to me, I think Asylum did a hell of a job. They did a real good job with that, man. Because they, like you said, the whole Trill EMT was on there. I don't even believe Gucci was on there one time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody came through there. Like, and you know what it is? It's like a trend thing in the industry. Once something start popping off, everybody start jumping on it. You know what I mean? And then
you got to get in where you fit in, man. Like
yeah,
short
you know?
State.
That's what it is. We got a caller calling in out to 706, man. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in with us, man. You on First Fan Radio with Turner Boy Mark Hall and Chill Gizzy, man. Welcome to the show. Let everybody know who you being, where you calling from. 706.
Hey, what's poppin', man? It's your boy Mo, man. We come from Columbus, Georgia.
What's good, homie?
What's poppin', man? Shit. I've been hearing you on the scene for a minute, man. I just want to let you know I'm a fan, bro. Like, I know you got a unit moving behind you, and we like to... When you gonna drop that hot shit for him, man?
Man, it's any day now, man. What we gotta do is... Because I feel like, as an artist, I feel like I've kept the people... waiting too long for a certain project. So what we're going to do to make up for that time is, instead of releasing just one mixtape, me and the team have decided to turn it into two. So you'll get the first mixtape is going to be mixtape format, which, you know, with mixtape, you know what that means by mixtape format. You know, so, like a few original songs, jacket for beats, all that. But then the next mixtape, the actual anti-them tape, that's going to have more like an album format to it. So since we've kept them waiting for so long, we decided to give them two different mixtapes.
Okay.
You expect those ASAP, man, ASAP. Especially the one that's mixtape format. Like, I can knock that out when I can do, like, not trying to brag, I can do that like no effort. Man, that's just Harry, you gotta ask about me, man. I would take your beat and you forget the original artist ever touched it.
Oh shit, take
your money too, man.
Hey, we gotta eat, man. No one else is gonna feed us, man. This a jungle out here. You can't wait. And yell, come on, give me. You a lion. You gotta go out there and get your gazelle. No one's gonna bring you that.
Man, yeah, it's so much new shit coming out in Columbus, man. Within the next month, that it's crazy, bro. Like, it's absolutely gonna be amazing. I don't think people are gonna be really, really ready for this, because they're gonna see so many mixtapes drop and albums drop. From Columbus, Georgia, at one time, that is gonna blow the city mind, man.
That's great, man.
It really is, man. Yeah. You got you got Tugger coming with Show Me the Money too. You got Mr. Different coming with his, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Young Streets coming. It's crazy,
okay,
bro.
Okay.
It's gonna be epic, bro. Like, you know.
And you know what? And here's the beauty of it. See, like, for y'all can hear this because y'all listening to the interview. You know what I'm saying? For the listeners who hearing this. See, this I got. You know what I have on my side. You know, I'm happy about all those projects coming out. You know, shout out to all the people in my city. But you know what Mark Hall has going on this side. I have the element of surprise. I don't have an official date. No one knows what I'm going to drop. It's just going. You're going to look up and you're going to see it one day and you're going to be like, God damn, there that nigga go.
Mark, can we give him an intro? Can we give him an intro? Can we introduce them to Mark Hall on First Fan Radio?
Oh, you definitely can, man.
Go ahead and let it be known for him, man, so we give him a little intro.
What exactly do you mean by intro?
I'm talking about the Mark Hall intro. It's only one intro I could be talking about, bro.
Oh, man, you ain't talking about that intro. You want me to spit something?
Now, check it out. We're going to do it like this, man. I'm going to drop it on him like this. That intro.
That moment, huh? Hope I don't be too deep for you niggas, but I got some shit I gotta get off my chest, so just bear with me.
I'm black over 21, and I'm still breathing. Today wasn't promised, but thank God I've seen it. See, being broke is a curse, it's a demon. And I rebuke that motherfucker in the name of Jesus. Little part of my French, I speak it more than English. I guess that's how you know I'm sincere, I really mean it. Mind full of thoughts, and I'ma
Lady Liberty is the deadbeat mother, and that's real. Told you niggas, I hope I ain't go too deep. Now let me get the streets. You see, I stay in the hood, so I know what y'all like, man. Let me add a little hot ass to it, something like this, like. Okay. They feel that, huh? If you don't like hard slang, just cover up your ears, cause shit about to get real aggressive, like. Check this out. Nigga, my government name is Mark Hall. Little bitty nigga, big dick, large balls. To all you jealous dudes praying for my downfall, we can have an orgy with words. Fuck all y'all. All these rappers in the way. That's right, I'm about to bury some. Boy, I got that heat, my nigga, and I don't even carry gun. Why do I need protection? These niggas pussy. Most they will give you is a yeast infection. No skinny jeans, hell no. Gotta let my nuts breathe. Too many dick riders on me, someone gotta leave. I stand as a man, all in front of my league. It's too many niggas following, someone gotta leave. Seriously, I'm something ill lyrically. Too many bars mentally, I'm stuck in a correctional facility. I thank God for giving me this ability to paint pictures with words, that's what I call imagery. It ain't over till the fat ladies hitting notes. Until that day come, I can see you spitting quotes. Don't worry if it's freestyle or road. All you know is you get high off the motherfuckers' dope. And that's my intro. Say that's the intro. I can murder you niggas with slow tempo. I'm preaching to you niggas. Take the info. Like that, huh? Told you street niggas, I had you. Number one, Derrick Rose, nigga. Mark Hall, nigga. 3G.
And we back, man. First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Gizzy, Mark Hall, Turner Boy, man. We back, man. You know, we just had to give him a little intro, man. Y'all still with me? Think we have a technical difficulties at the wrong time, man. Yo.
Hello?
Yo. Yeah. There we go. I don't know what was going
on.
Man.
Okay.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
You good?
I
but let me say this though. You know, you know that the day that this CD dropped, you know my boy is on alert, right? You know they already waiting for their CD, so you know as soon as it drops, you know they back behind you. You know they're gonna help you push whatever you need to push, right?
Okay, that's love right there, man. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, and also you do know if you go to my website www.turnerboygetmoney.com and you click on the Tri-City page. For probably about the last 4 months, you know, the 3 or 4 months, your mixtape cover. If you go on my Tri-City page and click on your mixtape cover, it'll take you directly to that pier to download the CD.
Okay, that's cool, man. Y'all don't know how many memories that intro just brought back, man. Like I just when you know when you're an artist and you make music, certain songs take you like listening to that song. It took me back to where I was at that point in my life. Like when I tell you, man, when I wrote that song, I was at a real, real, like just down and out point. I'm talking about like eviction notice broke. Like, man, it was bad. Like, yeah, man, I recorded that mixtape, like, man, I was recording in people's bedrooms and everything, man, just trying to get it done. And so, like, I got to a point, man, honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, I got to a point where I was so fed up with just music and life that, man, I'd almost say, yo, the hell with this shit. But the response that I was getting back, like when I put that mixtape on that fifth, the response and the messages I was getting from people was like, yo, I can't quit this. Like, I'm talking about, you have people from way on the other side of
people I've never met in my life from the other side of the country messaging me like, dude, you like the illest rapper I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, nah, not me. You know, I'm trying to be modest, you know. But they was just, man, people just love their shoulder. They just would, they would not let me quit, man. The people kept me going more so even than myself.
Yeah, man. Talent is talent, bro. Even if you don't believe in your talent, you can't take it away from yourself, because really, man, like I tell anybody at the end of the day, man, if you're making music for yourself, you compose the music for yourself, the only person that need to listen to it is you.
Exactly.
You're doing it for the fans. You know what I'm saying? You put it out there for them, because they're the ones that's going to listen to it. They're going to get you the views. They're the ones that's going to buy the tracks and stuff off of iTunes and stuff like this.
And since you have to cater to your fans, and if your fans
exactly, you know what? I'm a reword what you said, man. It was so funny. We was having a meeting. This was months ago with one of my CEOs, Big Mike Stroh, and he said a comment, man. That he was so serious. We know in the business side, man. I'm gonna tell you, that's what a lot of people don't see. Like, artists and CEOs don't always see eye to eye every time. But at the end of the day, you know, we're in the business, so we have to come to a compromise. But he said a comment that pretty much is what you said, but he said it in a hilarious ass way. He said, yo, if you want to make music for you, then that's cool. You could just make your music. You could stand on the side of the corner and you could just freestyle for nigga. You could just rap or do whatever you want to do on the side of the corner. That's you. You're being you. You're being true to yourself, and that's real. You could do that. You could rap on the side of the corner. People put their little dollars in your hat, and you good. But, nigga, once you joined the music industry, nigga, it's your job to entertain the people. So, yeah, you make your music for you, but you still have, you're in the entertainment business. This is a business. He was like, if you want to do music just for you, he said, then you stay in your neighborhood. You do that for you and your homeboy. And it was, I mean, I bust out laughing when he said it. It was so real, but it was the funniest I ever heard, man.
It wasn't nothing you could argue with, though. You can't even come back on it.
Yeah, I lost
you didn't even
argue,
like,
man, yeah.
Like, fuck it. Yeah, it is what it is, man. The people are the people, man.
That's
real, man.
Hey, chill, you gonna ask your question, your question of the night to Mark?
Oh, man, you already know I got to ask that question, man. You know what I mean? And it ain't that I'm a hater or nothing like that, but, you know, the question, five rappers.
I am. When Mark Hall ain't got his Bentley yet, I'm
hey, Mark Hall, hey, check it out, right? Five rappers in the music industry right now that are not lyrically talented that you don't care to listen to. Who are the five rappers that you don't want to hear in this business anymore?
Oh, okay. Well, man, got to think wisely on that one. I don't have no. It's not hate. It's just like you said, man. It's not hate. It's just your opinion. You know what I'm saying? Just know, if I don't like the way a certain Nike shoe look, that don't mean I'm hating on Nike. I just don't like that shoe. It's not an appealing shoe to me. So, you know, for me, man, one of the rappers, man, I'm really trying to figure out. Like, no disrespect to dude, man, but I'm really trying to figure out, like, not only how the hell did he get in the game, but what was his CEO thing? Because I got so much respect for his CEO, but, man, one of my top five whackers in the game, and I got to be French Montana, man.
Okay, thank
you. I'm sorry, man. I'm just like, dude, like, when I first heard dude, I just was like, yo, he sounds like he just has, like, no type of passion or hunger for the craft or nothing, man. It's just like he hop on a song, he drank his little lean or whatever, and he sounds like he's
a lean head on every song.
Then he kind of took the Yin Yang Twins ad lady, like, ah, and I'm just like, oh, man.
Hey, look, not to cut you off, but I want, if y'all ever get a chance to look on YouTube and check out Green Lantern putting him and Uncle Murda on the spot for a freestyle, and y'all tell me who killed that out of him or Uncle Murda. And this just to clarify what you're saying, Mark Hall, because you said,
you know, I don't even think I have to look at that to know who won that.
If you don't die laughing, man, I swear. This nigga had a cup.
Yeah. But yeah, he's one of the four. Also, man, the other dude, I almost don't even want to say the other dude's name, man, because them dudes is ratchet, man. Like real talk, like I almost don't want to say nothing about their music, man, because Chicago niggas is crazy, man. Them niggas, man, nigga, you would say you don't like their song. Next thing you know, you get clapped on World Star and shit.
Keep it moving. We already know who you
are. Yeah, we know. We going to skip that one, man.
Keep on
saying
battle, dog.
Yeah.
Let me see, man. Another one.
I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you this about Chief Keef. I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm gonna tell you what really got me about it, man. They got a World Star video, right? And yeah. The nigga Lil Reese. It was Lil Reese. Yeah. It was Chief Keef, and there was a couple more people that was in the room. And Lil Reese had got to fight with his chick. And he said something wrong or whatever. He went over there and slapped her, and then all the niggas jumped on this one chick.
Yeah, I seen it, man. That was some wild shit.
How is that?
No, man, it's this new generation, man. Like I told you,
kids,
Chicago don't care, man. That's kids, but that's Chicago nigga shit too, man. Like that's not this Chicago. Like I got family in Chicago. Like all my family is from Cali, Chicago, Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? But it's them young niggas in Chicago, the OGs, and they got spent. But these young niggas in Chicago, man, I don't know what type of weed or molly. I don't know what these niggas is on. This young generation, man, these niggas, everybody born up to like 94, them niggas is crazy, man.
The 94 baby.
Yeah, man, crazy. You know, I guess them niggas missed all that, you know. Niggas grew up.
If you look at the majority of them from Chicago.
Yeah.
The
majority of them from Chicago.
We got to watch out, man, because. Go ahead.
Man, fuck that. And seriously. And it's crazy, man, because, like, in my eyes, that's a slap in the face to artists like Common, like Twista, like Kanye West. That's a slap in the face, dog.
But
exactly.
You know,
slap in the face, serious shit.
Those kids today outnumber those niggas. So, you know, it is a slap in the face, but it's a whole bunch of 1994, the 2000 babies on their way, too. You know
what I
mean?
Yeah,
man.
It's crazy because I always... like you just mentioned, Twista. Like everybody knows Twista, that's a real street nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you never seen Twista do some of the shit that these younger niggas is doing, man. That's man. Like I said, I'm not dissing niggas, but man, I just can't vibe with them niggas' music. So French Montana, you know Keith. I know Keith, he a real street and he a goon or whatever. But that don't mean I have to like the nigga music. It's simple as that. And I can't get no more blunt or realer than that. The other person, I don't even know if I should put him on the list because like he's slick. He's kind of out the game already now. Like, but he might be one of the top three worst rappers I've ever heard in my life. And that was Juice Man, dog. Like
oh,
really,
man.
Like I knew the nigga was whack, but like when I saw it. Remember the first thing I got the little freshman XXL covers, right?
Yeah.
And that nigga had to do a freshman freestyle. Yo, bro, you have to YouTube that shit. Juice Man, Freshman Freestyle. It was the funniest shit I saw, like, of the whole decade. Like, it was like, oh, my God, like, niggas, you for real? Like, the freestyle was, like,
you know
15.
Niggas like Juice kill me, dog. Like, seriously, they kill me. And the reason why they kill me, dog, is because the niggas can't rap. Like, a lot of people don't realize, OJ, the Juice Man was a millionaire before he ever started even trying to write a rhyme.
Yeah, he had money already.
He was doing it for fun. He was doing the shit for fun. So he pretty much bought his way into the industry, if you ask me.
A lot of artists have.
And you know what, that, once again, I'm anti them, you know, promoting my project again, but that's why I'm anti them, because of shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, you got young talents. I'm not even talking about myself, but, you know, I am talking about myself at this moment. You have an artist like such as myself who... You know, I have a team and stuff backing me now. We make moves and stuff. You know, the money's gotten right now and stuff. But, you know, when I did that first mixtape from that, you know, that intro you just played, when I did that mixtape, I had no budget. Literally, no budget. I had all the talent in the world, but I had no budget. And it used to really piss me off that I was overlooked because I didn't have a budget. But a nigga like Juice Man who had no talent, but he had all the budget in the world, niggas like that was getting on. And it was, I really, you know, it's nothing that we can really change, but that's some bullshit. And now, just as much as I fault the rappers, at the same time, you got to kind of fault the listeners, too. I mean, nigga, who's more flawed, the rapper making that bullshit or the niggas who's listening to him? Those niggas is just as flawed as the rapper who's doing it.
Now this crazy, right? I'm not gonna call no name, but it's a particular female artist that I was working with, and I like for people and a lot of people that are mostly humble in the industry are people who got it off the muscle. They got it from hard work, paying their dues, and you know what I'm saying, whatever going through their trials that they got into the game, right? So I'm a real big fan of those type of artists. You know, I was working with this artist, female artist. She was a real good female artist, right? And I looked on. She had just put a new video up on YouTube. It had been up a week. At the end of that week, it had 1,300 plays, right? So I checked the plays before I went to bed, right? How about I got up the next morning and her plays went from 1,300 to 31,000?
Wow.
Right. Right. And then the thing about it was too, okay, I'm knowing how you got these 31 plays and you're not finna tell me in a 5-hour period of time you got 31,000 plays. Right?
Yeah, man.
So how the fuck could you have 31,000 plays but you got four comments?
Exactly. Hey, I don't like this, here's my thing about that too. Like, how do you feel like that's not real in no type of form or fashion? Like, you just, like, come on, man. That's so you have invisible fans, pretty much. That's pretty much what you just did. Because I mean, the comments don't lie. You can buy views, but you can't buy those comments. So come on, man.
She lost me. She lost me because as soon as I got off that phone call, her number went to block.
Oh man.
How can I respect that though? You know what I'm saying? I can't respect that bullshit, dog. Like, seriously, think about it.
Nah, you can't, man.
It's fucking retarded.
Every, I'd rather have 300 real views than to have, man, 3,000 fake views. Where you just like, come on, man, that's not real. You confuse it. You honestly, like, you. I mean, but at the end of the day, the people know what's hot and what's not. So I don't care if you got 100,000 views. If the people don't show you, and the people don't feel you, I mean, you just plays yourself. You just wasted your money and plays yourself.
Yep. Y'all talking about that. I not to cut you off, but that's funny as hell, because I got a story about that shit. So, you know what I mean? There's a couple artists that were sending music in, and they was telling me, yeah, man, you know, I got 100,000 views on YouTube and Worldstar and all this shit. And then, you know, I was monitoring they shit for a while, right? And then I guess they ain't paid their bill one day, and them shits went back to normal. You know what I mean?
I didn't know they could do that shit.
Oh, yeah, they
I didn't either.
You don't pay that bill and shit, that shit go back to normal and shit. Yeah, you should be back at 301 on YouTube.
Yo, that's the epic fuck. That's like the epic fail ever. Imagine that. Just picture that in your head. Just picture that in your head. You got a video on YouTube and you forgot you had 100,000 views that you paid for, right? You don't pay your bill, niggas come see your video the next day, you at 1,900. That's an unforgettable shit. Like, I didn't even know that was possible, man.
Okay, they don't contact me no more after that. You know what I mean? They're like, oh shit, he on to us. Yeah, you never stop
man,
paying for views.
You
out
go to
there, Brian.
Shit. Yeah, get the fuck out of the game, dog. Cause you worthless now. You ain't got no career, period.
I saw Worldstar. Like, Worldstar fucks me up though, man. You know, I ain't knocking Q Hustle.
Worldstar be boosting their plays.
I saw that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm speaking on. And what's fucked up about it is you got artists that really got some hot-ass shit out there, right? And then Worldstar wants you to pay, like, you know, $1,500 to get your shit on their shit. And then they ain't really going to do that. Like we can build a website and do that shit, man. I ain't hating. It's just,
is that we can? No. It's not we're can. We are going to build a website to do it. We're going to do it the right way.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be done, man. Because, like, what we as the people need to find a way to do, you know, through internet radio and all that, you know, internet period. You know, what we need to find out how to do is we need to find out how to cut out the middleman sometime, man. Like, we need to have websites where, you know, on Worldstar, it's all about, you know, I love Worldstar, but at the end of the day, Worldstar is all about money. Once again, it's just like live mixtapes or that period. Who got the money? So half the niggas you see on there, like, they be garbage niggas, you know what I'm saying? But they had the money. People need to set up websites where it's not about your money. No, nigga, we want to have the hottest artists on this website. We want to have the dopest artists on this website. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we are the industry. That's why we are the industry, literally.
Exactly. I'm gonna put that on Twitter and Facebook tonight. Like, you just gave me my Facebook status tonight, nigga. We are the industry.
Yeah, literally. You look up First Fan Radio on Blog Talk. It's gonna say we are the industry.
We,
you know what I'm saying?
Are
and the reason
industry.
It is because we not chopping independent artists' heads off and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People think World Star is cute, but they boosting their views. Like, seriously. And I'm gonna tell you, the easiest way to know when a person is getting their views boosted. If you go on there and you click on a video, when you click on it, it takes you straight to YouTube. Look at the YouTube number and look at the World Star
Hip Hop.
You got
Hey, stop telling on them. Hey, Turner Boy, stop telling on them, man. They gonna come talk to us.
That nigga Turner Boy over there pulling niggas' skirts up, man. These niggas ain't gonna like you, man. Hell no, I ain't doing no radio interviews.
They do though, man. Like,
I'm glad I'm one of them. I don't have to worry about that. I'm glad over here at LIE, we don't condone all that, man. We every view, every like, every comment we've got, you know, that's real people doing that. That's really people saying, hey, I feel this song. My video has 10,000 views, you know, and just that's in the city, you know what I'm saying? We didn't pay for that, you know. That's just people, yo, sharing the video all day. I kept seeing people share the video. Yo, check this out. People tagging their friends and stuff in it. We did that, man. I'm proud of that. I don't care if it is just 10,000. That 10,000, you know, the next video is going to be 100,000, you know?
Yeah.
Because, see, they already know it. Fucking with the fam. As soon as your shit hit, it's gone. It's being shared so many ways you couldn't even possibly understand.
I'm glad I'm plugged in, man.
I just want to say this to folks, man. I just want to tell them, don't get mad, man. I'm the best, but your girlfriend telling me you're not me, so I understand your jealousy.
Careful.
jealousy, look buddy, it will kill you. You hide behind the mug, don't make me come and reveal you. It's Smart Heart, number one, Derrick Rose, 3G. I understand why you mad, bro. If I was you, I'd be mad too. Just get money.
I just had to let everybody know, don't get mad, man. You know what I mean? Y'all got to
fall. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but another thing that people got to know about that intro and that don't get mad, is you play another fact about me that a lot of people don't know, is I produce a lot of my own records. I produce both of those records, like, single-handedly, on the laptop. Like, I did both of those beats, man. So, yeah, I got to, you need some hot beats, man, like Jay say, fuck with me, you know I got it.
Oh, man, that's bananas, right there, man. You know what I mean? You know, I thought that was the perfect time to throw that on, too, man, since, you know what I mean, so many people out there ain't grinding like
that. You had everybody, man. Yeah, hella people soft. You had to throw that record on. Don't get mad. Get money.
Real tough.
Shit is what it is. Yeah, but like I said, man, the movement is epic. It is what it is, man. It is. Because, you know, this independent world, so I'm serious. So I'm serious. It's a bunch of good artists out here that's going to really, you know what I'm saying, put a hole and a strain on the game.
Yeah, worry about that, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. But look, check this out, though, Mark. You know that I could not have you to come on to First Fam Radio without putting in work. So you already know what I'm going to ask you to do, right?
What is that, man?
You already know, dog. Go on and freestyle for the listeners, man. Go on. Knock it.
All right. This is how we gonna do it, man. Yeah. All my life, I ain't never been tenant, never been timid. Always been a project tenant. Right at the line, the scrimmage, I'm running games. I've never been a lame, I'm running from all the fame. Trying to stay underground, never mind. I spun around and come around and kidnapped the mainstream. I bring pain to my opponents and my human peers. Put their tears in a clear jar, they saw with my souvenir. I got my nights on, hitting chicks all day. I got so many bras, it's like I get my dike on. But I'm 100% man, trying to stretch from one stack to 100 grand. Me and my other man, me and my other friends. Matter of fact, fuck a friend. I'm all selfish, putting money in my other hand. Dudes be coming up behind me, talking all grimy, talking about they got ice on it, could try to blind me. Fuck the jewelry, nigga, that's foolery. We could go inside the booth, nigga, you and me, back and forth, toe to toe, flow for flow, I go any rounds. Put your favorite rapper in the ground in one round, huh? Don't forget like you forgot about them battles. Don't act like you forgot about them. How I body niggas in any time, any size, any time, anywhere. I don't care about your position, I don't care. L.I.E., we taking over the industry. Lil' old me, nigga, moving like a juggernaut. All the people in the city say I heard them not. So all them niggas hating, boy, like I'm supposed to stop. Huh, nigga, I'm balling at my Jordans. White tee snapback on, that's what I'm sporting. Plus I got the Levi, the 501. She get me out of those, trying to make me come. Suck the dick so good, she almost made me rum. All these niggas getting money, I'ma take me some, nigga. Jack boy status, L.I.E. Mattis. Michael Jackson, nigga, I'm the baddest, savage.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Man, that was exclusive right there, man. Bars.
Indeed.
I hope that was official enough. I hope that was an actual freestyle. You know, these days, man. See, I try to keep it 100 on the internet radio, because you got to keep it real for underground. Now, if y'all was one of those. Y'all one of the little mainstream labels, man. I was like, man, I'm not freestyling for you. I'll give you niggas a verse I wrote. That was in my iPhone or something. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you on that too, man. Because you know what's crazy about it? They actually allow one motherfuckers to go on the phone, man, and notebooks. Like, I watched a Drake interview. He was in his phone. going in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I watched
Wiz
Khalifa one in his phone going in. I watched a lot of these artists in their phone going in. And then, you know, you know, it's funny too. The French Montana one was even funnier to me because he didn't go on his phone, but you fucked up off some lane and you try you trying to freestyle, but they but it's shit off your mixtape. Like, niggas don't got your mixtape. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
oh,
man, that's even worse than the phone, man. Like, niggas is like,
yeah,
we heard this already.
No.
And we call it disrespectful.
Yeah, man, if you're going to go to a radio station and you feel like, see, I didn't know, like, I really didn't know y'all was going to ask me to freestyle, but I'm just, that's what I came up doing is freestyling, so I could always be a freestyle, you know, some better than others. I'm going to tell you something about the term freestyle. I'm going to clear something up about that. It's two types of freestyles, man. You have your straight original freestyle, which is what I just did. That's just your sporadic freestyle. That's off the top of the dome. You have nothing pre-thought, nothing. You just like, and you could tell when a person is really freestyling like that because their verse would sound very random. You know, their verse would sound very, some of it will go together, some of it won't, because they're freestyling. They're just rapping random thoughts that's coming to their head. A lot of times you hear a person's freestyle and it makes too much sense.
Like,
it's a little setback, man. But I'm not knocking, but my thing is if you're gonna come with a written freestyle to a radio station, make sure it's nothing that we never heard, and don't pull out your iPad, man. Don't do that, man. Like, that's just
they embarrass themselves when they do that.
I'm gonna die laughing if I pull an iPad out.
Might look good it might look good to them hoes or whatever, but a nigga that know music. Like, damn,
yeah,
was this on your first mixtape? I knew I heard this from somewhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I saw a comment on Twitter from, I don't know if it was Funk Flex. No, I think it was K Slay. You know, K Slay, that's a drama king right there. He don't give a damn what he say. I think K Slay said something along the lines of, yo, if I ever do an interview and I ask a rapper to freestyle and that nigga pulls out an iPad, yo, the interview is over. That nigga said the interview is over.
Yeah, that's real shit. And you know what's crazy? I went back and watched a couple old Jay-Z interviews on Hot 97, right? And then
yeah,
a lot of those freestyles that he hit on there was on new albums and shit. You know what I mean? It just came out.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
this
motherfucker right here.
That, you know what? With Jay, what I think it is with Jay, you know, because I love Jay, man. That's one of my inspirations. But it's so funny you brought that up, because I know exactly what freestyle you're talking about. what verse you're talking? I won't call it a freestyle.
Yeah.
I was listening to it literally about a month ago. I was just listening to a lot of old beats and all that stuff, and I remember when kind of Jay Z and Game kind of had their little thing, and I remember Jay went on Hot 97 and just a little. We thought it was a freestyle, and then when I heard Mrs. Bleak album, I was like, that's the Dear Summer song. I was like, what? I was like, man, I was a little, you know, as a fan, I'm not taking nothing away from Jay. Like I said, I love Jay. But as a fan, I can't lie and say I wasn't disappointed, because I thought I was getting an actual freestyle. I'm like, oh my God, y'all hear my nigga Jay kick that freestyle? He killed that shit. And then I hear it, I'm like, what? No, man, I hear Dear Summer 2 months later, and I was a little disappointed, but I mean, I don't know, man. That's just me, man.
Yeah.
That's hip hop, man. I love it.
See, man. Shout out to J2, man. You know, y'all know the video for Holy Grail dropped today.
Yeah, I haven't saw the video, but I saw the links to stuff on Twitter and all that.
Oh, man. It's cold as ice water, I tell you that, bro. It really is, man. Like, when you listen to it on the video, the video has actually changed up a little bit from the original song.
Okay. I need to go check that out, man.
I'm definitely
checking
that out,
man.
We got like
everything.
Shout out
good with
Jay and Justin, man. You know, I like, it's glad to see two people who are really good at what they do come back into the game, and you need that, man. You know,
that was a deadly combination.
That. Exactly, man. I don't care what nobody says, man. Justin Timberlake, that's a badass white friend, man.
Yeah,
we already know.
Yeah, 1.1 million the first week.
Shit. This nigga doing them 50 cent, them old 50 cent masker numbers.
Yeah,
that's like on consignment, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get to a certain point, like, you know what I'm saying? You got Eminem getting ready to drop the Marshall Mathers too. You already know there's gonna be a power record on consignment.
Y'all know,
and then
that,
you know, Marshall Mathers won on Wednesday, went diamond. So you already know how that shit go. It game is a game, man.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna hurry up and drop my project for M drop his shit, cause I like, you know, M drop his shit. That's like, nigga, that's like a 2 week period. Like, nigga, that's all niggas gonna be listening to. You know what I'm saying? Gotta hurry up and get my shit out. Yeah. Man, I got some time, but man,
I'll be there
one day. Yeah, man. He earned that, man. He earned that. You know.
Let me ask y'all this. What white boy in hip hop history can break Eminem's record? I don't think he's the only white boy. He's gonna break his own shit, to me, in my opinion. But what white boy have y'all seen come in and do the shit he's done? Nobody ever dissed him.
I can't think of nothing.
Black or white. I mean, yeah. Ray Benzingo don't count. Don't say Ray. Don't say Benzino.
Yeah, man, Benzino, oh, man.
He destroyed
that nigga.
He
love hip hop. Yeah, I know. I only did three of the five whack rappers you asked me. Benzino might be like number two on the list or something. And he's like, yeah, man. Ben, like, nah.
He makes the list.
Man, you know what pisses me off about Benzino so much, though, man? Like, I never had no problem with him. I never had no, even before the Eminem thing, I always thought he was a corny rapper. But you know what pisses me off? Benzino ruined a piece of hip-hop. You know what that was?
The Source magazine?
Exactly. He ruined, man, the Source was like the fucking rap Bible.
Yeah.
Like, niggas took the Source. Like, niggas was, the Source was like the hip hop Bible. Like, when a nigga got four, like, the mics used to tell you what albums to buy. Like, if a nigga album had 3.5 mics or better, that nigga shit was getting copped. But when Benzino became in charge of this shit and he was giving albums that should have been classic, like, 3 mics because he don't like the motherfucker, and then he turned around and gives somebody he liked 5 mics when they album was whack as fuck, like, he just ruined the whole integrity of the Source magazine. I can never forgive him for that. Like, you ruined the, that was the first big magazine in hip-hop, and then you fucked it up. You single-handedly fucked that up. Like, he held a lane for that, man.
You live by that magazine. If you go up in that motherfucker and somebody got 5 mics, what you finna do? You finna go cop that shit. You feel me?
ASAP.
You look up in here, you see certain motherfuckers that got shit up in there, like, nigga, 3.5 mics for real, nigga? Seriously? That should've been 5 mics. Then you go back,
and
I know if I got 5 mics, and you like,
they always had the best interviews. They always had the best interviews.
Hey, you know what? No, they had the best interviews. They had the fucking, man, I ain't seen a war show as live as the fucking Source Awards to this day.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only war show, niggas, man. You get your ass beat at that award show, man. Like, literally. Niggas, and niggas, the whole fucking East Coast, West Coast war started because of that war show. Because
of that shit.
Like, the Source, you know what I'm saying? The Source Awards had so much respect. And I knew, like, even, like, it didn't just stop with Eminem. Like, his hate and downgrading niggas' albums went further. Like, you know, it might be like Wayne. I consider Wayne, you know, I'm not even a huge Lil Wayne fan, but Carter 1 was fucking awesome. The first Carter was an awesome album. And you would look in the Source, and, like, I think because, you know, he's an up north dude and that's a southern rapper, he'd give a nigga like Wayne like 3.5 mics. I'm like, dog, this album is clearly at least 4.5. At least 4.5 mics. Nigga gave Trap Music like 3.5. I'm like, my nigga, this is a classic Southern album. This album, these niggas didn't even know the word trap before this album came out. So it's just like, a lot of niggas got fucked over. I think Wayne got fucked over on Carter 1 and 2 as far as his mic. I think Jeezy got fucked over. Man, 50, this niggas gave Get Rich or Die Trying for a mic, man. Like, if that don't tell you that the hate was real, like, I can't get no more mic to it. Yeah, come on, that's one of the
greatest
now. Like, that shit is up there. That's one of the best debut albums of all time.
Flash
that shit's up there with Ready to Die fucking Doggy Style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gave that
y'all
shit
look, y'all
life.
Look out. I tell you what. Look out for my new single called Karma's a Bitch.
Karma's
a bitch, nigga. Because now, nigga, you paying your bills on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And you ain't even from Atlanta.
Yeah, bro. Hey, we got like a minute 28, man. We got a minute 28 left on the kicker, man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're gonna try to wrap it up, man. Kick some shouts, man. Anybody you want to shout out, Mark Hall, man?
Man, of course. Man, let me shout out my team, LIE, man. MoCap, Big Maestro, Joker J. You know what I'm saying? Spaceless. Shout out to my manager too, man. Ashley, man. She's man. That woman's from Melbourne. She good people, man. I love Ashley, man. Shout out to my, you know, my city, man, Columbus, Georgia. Shout out to the Bay Area too, because, you know, even though, you know, I consider myself a Southern MC, that's when I started rhyming. That's when I got my beginning roots. I was in the West Coast, the Bay Area. So I can never forget the Bay Area. I got a lot of family out there in the West Coast. So shout out to them, Columbus, Georgia, man, with East Side, man. South Side, everybody, man. You know, whole city, man. You know, shout out everybody who's doing their thing. Everybody who's adding something positive to the game. Now, like I said, I love where hip-hop is getting ready to go, man. Mark Hall, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to take this out to the next level, man. Tip did his thing. I'm the next customer, man.
Let's get it. Ain't no doubt, bro. Ain't no doubt.
Thank y'all for having me on here, man.
What I grew up off of.
Indeed, bro.
Time, bro.
Remind me the first time I stepped foot in the dirt.
Yeah,
I was like, what is this?
Y'all boys stay up.
It was so different than what I heard back in California, but it sounded so beautiful. So to show respect to the niggas who did it before me from the South, the true lyricist, true artist, I'ma spit it to you something like this. Peep game.
This shit remind me of the summertime. All the fly chicks out. Ballers going up and down the street with they wrists out. At the same time, dope boys bring they whips out. Bring they bricks out. Sell them for the low low. Now that's that discount. Find your closest partner. Probably kick it down at his house. Mom's mad cool though. She finds stuff to bitch about. See a pretty pigeon toed girl poking hips out. We meaning us is trying to see what them lips about. Like some dumbass niggas, we pull our dicks out. Then get mad when we go to let some piss out. And feel a burning sensation when some drips out. And those are the type of situations that we get pissed about. But see, as man, we must understand that messing with loose women, you bound to get burned. But niggas is hard-headed, no matter how many STDs they be catching, it's like they don't learn. You little dudes doing your little interviews, I know one thing, niggas better watch their mouth. Cause y'all been saying little subliminal, saying little nigga shit in general about us in the South. All of us ain't ignorant, all of us not illiterate. Niggas who talking all that nonsense and gibberish. Some of us got deliverance, and we be giving you that historical shit like our ancestors and pyramids. I used to turn the TV whenever cribs was showing. Cause we was starving in my house, niggas rib was showing. Didn't nobody know me, so I ain't feel important. I used to ask myself, nigga, why you still recording? I still feel that way sometimes, but I block it out my mind and continue with my grind. Nigga, get out of line, know my partner got my spine. That mean they got my back, now hallelujah to that. The club looks fun, but I get to that later. Right now, my agenda is to get to that paper. All you dick ride niggas, I can't even hate you. Y'all pussy, so dick ride's part of your nature. Are you jealous? Girl, say, Mark, I'ma get a business to you, but she wouldn't even get a digit to you. And just being real, this raw shit that I'm giving to you make your biggest fan forgot he ever listened to you. You think you better than me? Nigga, quit joking. This shit is a freestyle. I mean, I never wrote this. If I ain't the dopest, I'm the closest. I spit that same shit that Jimi Hendrix was smoking. Yeah. Okay.